Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Poetry. Hosted by the lovely, the angelic poet. Sit back, relax, enjoy.
With this poetic family as we enjoy each other's company. A mixture of R&B and spoken word with the angelic poetry. So guess what? It's time for you to step up and be heard only with the angelic poetry. So guess what? Step up and be heard.
The angelic poetess. The angelic poetess. Original, original, original.
Good evening, poetry lovers, fans of the poetess readings. Hope everyone is having a lovely night. Thank God it's the weekend. Kicking off, it's been a while since I've been on since the anniversary show, which was a big event. If you missed that show, be sure to check the archives. It was definitely something to remember, to say the least. We're going to kick this off with some poetry. I have Chanel Gabriel here with the other women.
Evil stares, not for anything I've done yet. It's 'cause I'm a threat.
I'm real and free with my Christianity. While you deceive yourself with your fake purity, you're in the river and on the bank with your celibacy. Just because it's been a few weeks doesn't mean you've restored your virginity. Your lips say it's a sin, yet below his belt, your hands are lingering. You can't put it in, but you're doing everything else. Either do it all or don't do it at all, 'cause it's me he's gonna call. Don't totally blame him, it's your fault I exist. Don't blame me 'cause I didn't have to twist his wrist. So stop coming at me with fists, Vaseline, and your hyped up crew. They probably did him too. I'm here 'cause I'm willing to do all the things you refuse to do. Like laugh, like live, like love. You hate me because you aren't me, and yet I'd rather be you. And I can sense your pity. This is not an excuse, but no matter what I do, he'll never end his ties with you. He gives himself to me but goes back to you with morning dew. And our few hours can't compare to your lifetime. I don't know why, but you and me would be his ideal if we were combined. Your man may never be mine, but you make it easy for me to try. So ladies, be ready for me, the other woman, the mistress causing distress on the hit list of women everywhere. So step your game up, show your man how much you care, be a woman.
If there's a witness in the house tonight that nothing succeeds like success, say yes. If this world is an oyster, then I came to eat it out until it leaves scratch marks all around my neck. I guess we all know people who couldn't win even if everyone else in this world forfeited. If God gave some people Michael Jordan's talent, they would just lay up and not be able to score with it. But because I love you, I'm about to do things to this microphone that none of you will ever forget. My brothers, you will leave here tonight with your brains hard. My sisters, you will leave here tonight with your minds wet. Make no mistake. What you see in front of you is a God. My sisters, no need to twist up your faces. My brothers, no need to nod. Just look at me. There is energy surrounding me like skin. And when this thing here tonight ends, I want you to all come closer to me. Because I am now qualified to show each and every one of you how things are supposed to be. Our supervisor has authorized me to give each of you insight into the 36 degrees of exactly what your soul controls. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't show you how to put candle wax in tops and shoot scales with my yacht, to do cannabis with anubis and use feathers to measure hearts, to smoke angel dust with angels and hit meth with Mephistopheles, while other souls fall victim to prophecy for improperly trying to copy these signs and symbols of the galaxy. Their fallacy is in their analogy. They've become over-dependent on technology instead of using their minds to shape this reality. But you have created me to poetically show you what you need to see, but that you have called me into existence, there is no such soul as Talam AC. Your mind has placed me on this stage, at this hour, on this day, to show you things that you have already suspected, but needed psychosomatically suggested to you anyway. If there's a witness in the house tonight that nothing succeeds like success, say yes. There are those people who make things happen, those people who watch things happen, and those people who find out what happened through Soap Opera Digest. I guess we all know people who couldn't get a life if they were giving them away free with traffic tickets. It's sad to say, but some people are stuck on failure, like adolescent boys are stuck on pornographic pictures. But my beloved, none of us are made out of any special molecules. No, every molecule is infinite. And all things found outside it can also be found within it. And in that sense, nothing is ever created or invented. Energy just changes from form to form. They say the only thing new in this world is the history you haven't heard yet. The only advantage other souls have over yours is the mathematics you haven't learned yet. It is through mathematics that I have collected these degrees. It is through mathematics that I no longer need a J-O-B. It is through mathematics that I've had the audacity to hire 3 employees. And check this out. I still have no idea what I do for a living. The one thing that permeates this existence is balance. And those of us who succeed add 180 degrees to each challenge. We think, walk, talk, and interact to the intermittent frequencies of the galaxy. And those of us who fail, fail because we refuse to use our minds to redesign this reality. They put their lives in the hands of the universe like dice, then look surprised when the universe hands them back snake eyes. If there's a witness in the house tonight that nothing succeeds like success, say yes. God could put a big fat yellow halo over some people's heads all day, and they would still refuse to believe that they were blessed. I guess we all know people who couldn't prosper, even if you gave them 50 grand on consignment. Them punks would probably go out and cop a platinum Rolex, get robbed for it, and spend the rest of their lives wondering where the time went. Success is never a mistake. It is always premeditated.
Salam AC, y'all. Premeditated karma. The brother is hot. We're going to get into some music here. I have Ashley Brothers and Boys to Atlanta.
New love to find.
Original Poetry After Dark. We got an hour and 43 minutes left. Next poet stepping up to the mic tonight will be Divinity and Homicidal Thoughts.
Straight cheese, rhymes I make these. Whack MCs, I hate these. Radio consistently play these generic gimmicky compositions. Got me pulling the ink off my sheets and slapping cats with my parentheses.
Yeah.
Filling these listeners of
yeah.
lyricism with BS,
yeah.
polluting their
yeah.
paragraphs
yeah.
with materialistic
yeah.
philosophy,
yeah.
pouring propaganda into the mind of the influential. It's
yeah.
detrimental. This gets me violent, crawling through 200 degrees sand in search of an oasis in this desert of hip hop. I'm on a quest to quench my thirst with verse that is creative, but all that's in the atmosphere is money and bitches, jewelry, illegal activity, squandering greenback for mere possessions. It gets me agitated, I'm irritated, aggravated. I'm ready to spit wisdom, pour knowledge in your Kool-Aid. I'm ready to murder these so-called murderous MCs. Yo, you ain't a drug trafficker. You make your money off of mediocre metaphors laced with make-believe massacres. You're not a rapper, you a character. Got me ready to attack you rivals with a rifle loaded with semicolons and exclamation points and pop off until you get the point. Cause sometimes I get homicidal thoughts. See these 9mm of rhymes be committing crimes in the back of the mind. And when my tongue cocks back on the hammers of hot raps, I bust off quicker than an impotent senior citizen. Assassin feminine, got you hesitant to hold your pen. I got that dime flow with nickel-plated sentences. Ghostwriting for my nemesis and charge high percentages. I'm a simile specialist with vest that bulletproofer. Infected with a verbal tumor, I'm sick. Injecting my virus on your computer just so you can download my hot flow. Y'all beg me to sneeze on your loose leaf sheets and blow my nose and you're inadequate prose. Hell no, black roads like I who rode the underground railroad. Cause I refuse to slay for radio play and I refuse to hear the nonsense you got coming my way. I can tell by the way you write, you must be Juan Love Jones and play brother to the night. Recite that shit till you get it right, am I right? Of course I am, you ignorant, arrogant Africans. Cut your shenanigans, you're a lyrical embarrassment. Have you vanished into slow like Napster on the internet. Keep coming with the corny poetry, you'll be in a hole, see? Deep like 6 feet, it's unattractive. Drop so much shit, you flow laxatives. I'm the adolescent with a flow so abundant, it assassinates the game's redundance. I'm above it. Stop playing. Your amazing phrasing was really a fabrication of articulation, defacing realness with the basics. You pale like Michael's pigmentation. Your skill is a figment of your A&R's imagination. If you just wrote some rhyme that you have in your mind instead of conforming to the norm that you heard all the time, you'd be fine. But in the meantime, I'll be in the audience, not applauding your fraudulence and make you my rival with thoughts homicidal. Cause sometimes, just sometimes, I get homicidal thoughts.
Number of flaw.
A different kind of high. You know, feel me on this. Ladies and gents, your dopey hopes for this extravagance in the lady frame. Leave it come stained, niggas remain all. When I draw the cylinder, throw it to your jaw. Never a flaw. Never before have you seen such magnificence in the black princess. Yes, flow for numb, I'm the bomb diggy. Act biggie, keep a dedicated squad with me. Call us a Gabbana girl, we dangerous. Bitches pay a fee just to hang with us. Trust, niggas lust. Without a bank account, I doubt we could swing that route. Feel me out, I'm used to hanging with boosters in the best name brand with the insane claim. Man, listen, my position is lieutenant. Like a block of hash, got the burners to spin it. I send it back to your greasy, freaking arrogant lifestyle shall move the high CZ to please me. You got to be well off, but the shell off with a tattoo that starts off.
Damn, I love the
niggas that trickle a do to my bitches that plus tickle a do while they niggas lick the middle. I'm the Don, y'all. High dripping John Paul, 40 year weird. Yeah, enough glorifying. Lyrically electrifying. Bitches be lying about the clothes they be buying. Some stores won't even let you whores in till I begin to embarrass that ass and get crass. Kim's a pass, all food. Bitches still drinking booze. I sip Cristal and live food. Receive all the oohs in the R, the Jews in the car. Slip nigga, I'm sticking you, baby Paul. Yes indeed, flows first class, and yours is coke like the back. The brother mama, drives 5 miles a day, then I hit the sun. My girls rock Chanel and smoke mad damn
one. I love you like the lies,
inhale this, clench your fist, then ya feel the mist through the uterus. Can ya picture this? Life without me, wake up you're having bad dreams, cause you're fiend for a tote, my poo tote totes and mink coat. On a sail with the boat, what you thought? We get caught and get bailed out, fuck the jailhouse. Tennessee on the rocks is all we got as we sail out. Entrepreneurs, pissed out paws, be glad we ain't taking yours. Born, huh? I'm warning ya, style waits for no bitch. I dream rich when I fuck with scratch and snitch. Now I stack shit, crack the bitch, so no bitch can tap the shit. Miraculous, so I can relax a bit and get my toes split. Drugs, nigga. Drugs.
Ma, damn, ma, I love you like a lot. Like a ganja, just feel ya. Can I feel ya? All I wanna do is touch ya. The ultimate rush.
Original Poor Trappers are chilling on a Friday night. We have an hour and 36 minutes left in the show. Next four stepping up to the mic is Carolyn Providence and War of the Mind.
Who shall win the war inside you? To be right or to be wrong? The mind game is subliminal. Below the threshold of perception, unable to produce conscious awareness until reality strikes and you awake to the next level of subliminality, bearing appearance of the same order without being liquid. It flows in the direction of chaos, only to produce a state of being when packaged right looks like something worthwhile having until it bites and resembles the external war that goes on forever, bearing fruit just ripe enough to slice the truth. And the truth is, this too shall pass into another world, for this one is not really real. And what is seen cannot be believed. Who can live in this maze? Getting caught up in a dream too far to be reached, outside the realms of the mind for in its limitations, you exist. Only to fight for survival and the whirlwind blows to frighten the weak into believing that all their powers can be placed in fleshly desires to save the nation and its interests at the expense of unity. So when the battle for territory begins, you brainwash the masses with fiction and their diet is enriched with lies and hypocrisy to win, to put their trust in you, when in fact you really don't know what you're doing because you wrestle with demons in your sleep, to be excising the pork, the other white meat that you eat for food, to sustain the living dead that flourishes into the next generation until a tree is cut. But the roots were never pulled and chopped, so the mind again becomes corrupt in a cyclical manner, not knowing the war, the war, the war, the war. Who shall win the war inside you?
Original Poetry After Dark, doing it real nice tonight. Hope you all are enjoying the show. Shout out to Facebook and my chat room for chilling with me tonight. Hour and 30 minutes left in the show. Next poet stepping up the mic is Lyric of Lyrical Disciples, also host here on BTR. This is Title 3 Poetry.
You are listening to a Track Bangus production.
Mm-hmm.
son coming home to reclaim his rightful place. I was born to breathe your essence and lift you in praise. Hail to the master, got me stirred in an eclectic haze of reality, for you bring me joy, baby. I can taste the rainbow flavors of your fervent energy, teasing me, taunting me. Entranced by the stars in the heat of your nights, I'm in prison. Buzzed by your moonlight, high, I have arisen. If scales could measure the magnitude of pleasures born and raised in the richness of your Everglades, like Queen Sheba, Black Panther at her side. You are my life partner, and it is by your side that I stand. For it was you who awakened my pen to speak. It was you who battled my demons, breaking me free. Three times I denied you. Three times I called you by another's name. Three times I masterminded a different rhyme that drove the populace insane. Yet you remained still, constant. I give you the ring of my infinity as I kneel down on one knee. Sweet poetry. You make me feel like I can be free. You make me feel like I can do anything.
My
poetry. You make me feel like I can touch the sky. You make me feel like I can fly so high. My poetry.
You manifested yourself subliminally, revealing distinctive metrical pulses that cling to one's eardrum. Inherit images engraved upon timeless cliches that kick it intellectually, bold yet gracefully refined. My dear, you are truly one of a kind. For you revitalize, uplift. You are truly one of God's most gracious gifts for lifetimes to come. Patterned in the likeness of ingenuity, you transform mere poverty into the rites of passage. The board freedom speaks shouted, masked in the unbreakable armor of faith and joy. Mental boundaries fade into non-existence, as does the sweet follies of forgotten fame. But you will always remain true, sweet poetry.
You make me feel like I can be.
Yappa yappa love, sweet poetry. Next 4-7 up to the mic is Heather Christian, and they do not listen.
If he knew who he was, he wouldn't dare put his hands on her. But then again, if she knew who she be, she wouldn't dare let him. And I'm so fed up with them, tired of writing pieces and praying for them, because they just won't listen to spoken words. The only sound they heard was the constant smash of his fists against her lips, and then the fool had the nerve to remix it with a kick to her back. And the attack on their lives is oh so great, but I can no longer take it. It's not a mistake. It was specifically designed by the enemy to take them straight out of the game. And it's a shame the way they allow the devil to use them as tools. They be fools. See, once upon a time he used to love her. That is, until he began to uncover the truth about himself. He's so insecure. She must be cheating on me, cause I'm creeping on her. But what's good for the goose, right? I write so that you would place a demand to fight for your own life. But for some reason, y'all just won't listen to spoken words. The only sound y'all heard was pieces written about meaningless things. Don't wanna be educated, happy with not knowing, but ignorance is bliss, right? I write so that you would wake up out of your slumber. I tend to sometimes wonder what these silly chicks must be thinking. See, Heather won't even blink the next time he stomps you. Cause if you're looking at it, baby girl, best believe it's because you want to. So now it's time out for piggybacking. I can no longer carry you. I'm just not strong enough. Plus, you be too much dead weight. And I can't wait until you stop sucking the ninny and drinking breast milk. Because when I was a child, best believe I thought as a child. But now that I am a full-grown woman, I put away all childish things. And things will only begin to change when you decide to let them. Now because of your actions, I gotta back up. Because you're draining all of my energy. Use a leaf. Yeah, I said it. Use a leaf. Sucking the blood right out of me. Don't want to tell me the truth about what your man do to you, but you constantly running to me. So next time I see dude on the street, I'ma tell him straight up. Beat her. Cause all her life she gon' have to fight. Why stop now? So you might as well put on your gloves, jump in the middle of the ring and duke it out like y'all was forming an Ali. And in the end, we will see who's the greatest. And then old girl has the nerve to say that sadomasochistic love making after a good beating make the heart grow fonder. You know, that whole break up to make up thing. But she's stupid, and I'm convinced of it. However, God looks after children and fools, and I'm not saying she's a child, but she's most definitely one of the two. So check this out here. You can take it or leave it. Love me or leave me. Whatever the case may be, in the end, I will still be breathing because Heather just won't tolerate no man putting his hands on me. And girl, neither should you.
Till I get my money right. I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven. When I awoke, I spent that on a necklace. I told God I'd be back in a second. Man, it's so hard not to act reckless. To whom much is given, much is tested. Get arrested, guess until he get the message. I feel the pressure under more scrutiny. And what I do, act more stupidly. Bought more jewelry, more Louis V. My mama couldn't get through to me. The drama, people suing me. I'm on TV talking like it's just you and me. I'm just saying how I feel, man. I ain't one of the Cosby's, I ain't go to hell, man. I guess the money should have changed them. I guess I should have forgot where I came from. You can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Let up the suicide doors. This is my life, homie. You decide yours. I know that Jesus died for us, but I couldn't tell you who the side was. So I parallel double park that motherfucker sideways. Old folks talking about back in my day. But homie, this is my day. Class started 2 hours ago. Oh, am I late? No, I already graduated. And you can live through anything if magic made it. They say I talk with so much emphasis. Ooh, they so sensitive. Don't ever fix your lips like collagen to say something where you gon' end up apologizing. Let me know if it's a problem then. Alright, man, holler then. You can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Let the champagne splash. Let that man get cash. Let that man get passed. He don't even stop to get gas. If he could move through the rumors, he could drive off a fumes, cuz. How he move in a room full of no's? How he stay faithful in a room full of...
pharaohs, he in tune with his soul. So when he buried in a tomb full of gold, treasure, what's your pleasure? Life is a depending how you dress her. So if the devil wear Prada, Adam, Eve wear Nada, I'm in between, but way more fresher, but way less effort. Cause when you try hard, it's when you die hard. Your homies looking like, why God, when they reminisce over you, my God. You can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Wait till I get my money right. And you can't tell me nothing right.
The original Poetry After Dark. Hour and 17 minutes left. He's running with Queen Sheila and Eugenia.
Corporations lie about being diversified. Intimidated by my threats to reveal the altered pay grade to keep minorities overworked and private offices overpaid, termination came on a Friday. Excuse was, my afro wasn't professional. Bangles made too much noise in the conference room. Pumped my right fist, told them to keep the chump change they call severance pay and cut me my freedom. From the bus stop, I watched billboards float how many jail sentences they slap on Indians caught with fraudulent food stamp applications. We pay more to taxes than we do our dependents. Instead of saving, we bank on a refund every 12 months and use the check for a down payment on a card we couldn't afford in the first place. I knew better, but bought the car anyway. My parents told me to save when I was young, but I didn't listen. Chose to live false promise to false promise. Thank God it's my survival skills kicked in before unemployment. I was laid out on the couch. Paper cuts from the eviction notice put pressure on the wound. I'm torn in two, revolutionary or capitalist. Generate revenue or stay true as an artist. I had a vision. We should take back everything we've invented. Triple what it's worth today, pretend to mark it down 70% and sell it back to white folk for profit. It's instinctive to double the sticker. The same hands that manufactured our chains and shackles have tricked Africans into leasing lands we broke our backs on. Black business owners can't get past the decent credit check without submitting 10 references to a diamond scene. If you don't think anything's wrong with the diamonds and gold being raped at Cape Coast, tell Jacob to write a check for the movement. Hip-hop glorifies going from desolate to overnight success. Won't admit to being monkeys in the industry, but named your squad the Guerrilla Unit. And it couldn't be for your covert operations with 8 more black charter schools shut down from lack of funding. Millions of consumer masochists throw their paychecks at artists that threaten our existence in their lyrics, then become skeptical of those that strive to be righteous. Hey, if I confess to 14 murders, can I get a million? I'm saying, I shopped at thrift stores way before Neo Soul. Affording the latest fashion scenes, I'm selling my dream short. And I'm not willing to wear my house in my ears, my car in my arm, then to fill up the gas tank, I gotta borrow $5. 10% to the congregation that couldn't save up enough to buy back their soul from their devil if they wanted to. Usher to the back row because I couldn't afford the dress code. While the choir is hooping and hollering, I'm sneaking dollars out of the collection basket to pay the bill on my cell phone so I won't miss my calling. Wardens know we're coming. Slide 5 to the judge to pass the maximum sentence. Every inmate that's counted in the census, they get a bonus. Private institutions purchase prisons that profit from inmates working mass production. Instead of made in Taiwan, your favorite clothes and cell phones are made in correctional facilities and state prisons. Don't question us. question why politicians vacation with our tax money, why volunteers hate to go home and tell their spouse all they made was a difference, remain single because our mates say our vision isn't paying the rent. McDonald's had a vision. Microsoft had a vision. Russell Simmons profits from other people's visions every day. Small businesses could form relationships, share the pressure of a payroll, and push everyone on the budget. Walmart became a monster by swallowing up mom and pop. We could be a beast if we stopped hoarding our resources individually. We are running out of options while 13-year-olds in America, in Somalia, in Pakistan still buy 9mm on the black market, and black men rent panel vans to pick off random people and disguise their frustration with poverty and religious reasons. We are losing the war. Instead of a sandwich, they buy a clip. Instead of wedding bells, we need a new black dress. Break the cycle. Motivation for a better living is not capitalistic. We will make mistakes on the road to liberation, but we can work on cooperative economics and all going to early retirement.
Second place, ain't no surprise.
the original poetry after dark doing it up tonight. Ladies, please do not become one of those. You dig what I'm saying? All right. Next poll we got stepping up to the mic tonight will be Dr. Man and Evolution.
Growing up, my parents did everything they could to make sure that I do what's right. Tell me, try my best in school, do what the teachers say, and do not fight. Praise God every Sunday, because even though the world is rooted in darkness, we should choose the light. Don't break the law, obey the police, because we knew their might. Respect every woman, because it's their love that is true, not spite. But in my life, the contradictions came early. See, how is it that the first woman to leave me was the same one to birth me? And since that moment, every woman that knew how to love me were the same ones to hurt me. Asking God to cleanse my soul when I'm playing with the dirt be. Looking to only be honest in my dealings with most while they choose to besmirch me. Since they want to play hard, I gotta show them what it worth be. Ever since I can remember, I've always been passionate. Cared about my surroundings, but never saw the need to be an activist. I mean, when you know what it's like to have your milk come in a box and your eggs in a bag with directions and just add water, you tend to focus more on having shit. Now, in the event that something happens in my family, of course, I'd be the first one to react to it. But I could see partners participating in actions that I knew would destroy my community, and even though I knew the impact of it, I turned my back to it. Because I figured that we were all chasing the same American dream, and that was just their way of grasping it. Looking to the world for answers to our questions, but being treated as we were never asking it. Politicians better at playing the role instead of acting it. Treating those in the inner city as if they lack in wit. So they disregard our needs and they're looking for the next lobbyist's ass to kiss. While in our community, police are positioning themselves as pacifists. But in reality, they are placing targets on the backs of kids, taking aim at our youth and attacking it. And as each new victim is claimed, the truth gets buried in the facts and shit. Driving me want to look Lady Justice in the eye right before I smack the bitch. But instead, I'm choosing to create a lyrical arsenal and start stacking. Because witnessing these injustices, that eventually got to me. Had me out being the man I figured I got to be instead of the man I ought to be. Not respecting the man my grandfather fought to be. Disrespecting the life lessons that my father taught to me. I decided that I was going to be what others thought to be. Because even though the door was wide open for others, the opportunities seemed locked to me. So I praise the Lord on Sunday. But ultimately, the paper chase had become a god to me. And for the man I am, I offered not a single apology. I had become a dichotomy. Two non-overlapping, often contradictory pieces that were born from just one part of me. I have become my namesake, Vincent Maurice.
All right. Next up is Manny the Poet and SOS Burden.
I thirst for conversation to find myself speaking to my imaginary friend. I am lonely. Fearful you close your heart because you think I'm going to rob you of your precious. But I am no thief. I am just hungry. Still closing access to the four chambers of your heart, making it numb to who I am. I would not ask you for money. You see me digging inside of dumpsters behind restaurants in dark alleys. You point at me, laughing. I have lost my dignity. Pride no longer harbors in my ego. I am lost to society because society shuns my existence, but I breathe life into humanity. See, your 25 cents a sliver will not change my reality. It will only cause more pain. I refuse to become a mockery. My skin is aged from stress and weary. Hair unmanageable, my beard becomes untangled. I'm not being able to shower. I need to cleanse my reality. The roof over my head houses many souls, yet they believe we steal from one another. See, life isn't easy being homeless. Yet I still see stars through cloudy skies. I sleep in corner train station where I inhale the stench of piss. I am confined to parameters that render no excuse. You spit on me because you fear my existence. But I am not going to harm you. I am a simple soul with complex situations. I talk to myself hoping to find my humanity. I'm tired of being worth less than dirt. I pray each night for death. Only God keeps me on earth. My clothes are dirty, stained with shame. I wonder how many nights I still have until God comes to rescue me. I embrace this thought, but I'm beginning to wonder, does he even exist? I come from humble beginnings, but never felt hunger like this before. My stomach aches for lack of food, no nutrients and dumpsters, only foul pieces of 7-hour meat. Yet I swallow my pride and eat it. I wonder what I have done to become this way. I tried my hardest to live life righteous, but the reprints of suffering has become my way of extinction. I am fading away from civilization. You see me not, because I'm not really looking at. I am less than a man, dirty, hungry. I am your unwanted reality. I am homeless.
Would love.
the original Poetry After Dark, chilling this Friday night. Next poet stepping up to the mic is Next Level, and Close Your Eyes.
Close your eyes, surrender all control. I'll reach into your body and caress your soul. Chill out, lay back, groove to my soundtracks, flowing in sync to the seductive movies, murals, and videos that I create on the screens of your inner eyelids. I am the captain, artist, pilot, and director of this adventure. So unfasten your seatbelts and let's go. Close your eyes, let's fly through swirling clouds of fading hesitation into the purple vanilla haze of the erotic vortex. I'll penetrate your cerebral cortex, causing millions of endorphins to fire, shooting through us like meteorites as our bodies shiver and quiver from pre-orgasmic delight. Feel the rush of being whisked away as we engage in subliminal foreplay. Close your eyes, let me verbally masturbate every dimension of your femininity. All your secret fantasies I'll breach, sending you far beyond satisfaction's reach, to a place few have gone and many may never know. A private invitation to the next level. And that's where the most erotic dwell, where love and passion parallel. And we're all under multi-orgasmic spells. Few rules or restrictions apply. So whenever you're ready to go, just close. Yeah,
thank you.
Oh, man, I'm going to miss the Leah. Rock the boat. You're listening to the original Poetry After Dark. 49 minutes left in the show. Next poet stepping up to the mic is Mosaic and Addiction.
Sure, focus, you asked me to write about it. Pretty enough to make a man fight about it. Almost feel bad right and wrong when everything's so right about it. And I told her before I spilled this ink over that it might come out naughty and wrong, but she's in my eyesight, I can think right for but so long, bye-bye, no more Mr. Nice Guy. To see you makes my day, let me tell you how I like to make the night. If you're looking for an addiction, I'm right in front of you. I like to invite myself to be the vice in your life that you call on multiple times throughout the night. You might like that. I can be your crack and have you addicted to my disposition when you're in this position and my mission to make you arch your back. I can be your smack and smack that all on the floor. If you're tired of that, I can be the methadone you use when you want to get off. Baby, I can be your addiction. A love-hate relationship I have with your parents because I love what they made you, but I hate what they named you, Angel. Such a contradiction. Yes, you have the smile on the face of one, but you have a body of sin, and I have a devilish grin that hints at what I'm thinking within. How a chance given, I'd love to have you addicted to my addiction, Angel. If you really are one, then let me wrap your legs around your halo and chase you until you bend to Blair and your head spins and your eyes roll up in there. And I don't care who in the heaven sees me enjoy your hellacious body. We probably make sheriffs blush if they witness me stroke until your caramel hue turns flush. I want to be your adrenaline rush. Your caffeine, just take a double shot of me and I'll keep you up all night. Cause the thought of you keeps me upright. Let me get you so high you feel like you can fly from the sensations betwixt your thighs and just me. I can be your LSD, your angel dust. Angel, trust me, I can be your OCD. And you can compulsively obsess over me. Don't be overly concerned by the affliction caused by our friction. You get the itching and twitching, and only a hit of me deep inside you can cure the condition. And when I withdraw, you start to shake. You seem conflicted because when I'm in, you want me out, but when I'm out, you want me in. You abandon all righteous convictions. I am your addiction. You put my pipe to your lips and inhale deeply. It is ready, rock hard. You don't like to admit it, but you need me. I can be the dirty little secret you do in the dark. The thing for which you forsake your family and friends, and you'll tell them that you don't mess with me like that. But every night you'll keep inviting me back until orgasmic overdose and you're left close to comatose, teetering that line between pleasure and pain as my presence courses through your veins and only you're short, breathless. Call me mama, call me daddy. I'm that nigga in your alley. I'm your pusher.
about those friends. It turns into the original Porch After Dark. 40 minutes left in the show. Now, I have a track here that was submitted to Porch After Dark, and we're doing a test round. Those in the chat room, please let me know what you think of the track. Only thing I have with Beachwood is the fact that it's too long, so you will not be able to listen to the whole track, but you will get an introduction of it. It'll probably take about 3 minutes because it's an 11-minute track. This is Black Diamond Poet and my concubine.
Brothers, can we talk? I mean, can we really talk? I need to get something off my chest. I mean, clear my mind. I want to talk about what I call my concubine. Now, the names have been changed to protect. And unless I get this off my chest, I'm going to be a nervous wreck. We'll start with Chocolate. That's what I called her. Dark skin, fine as wine, Chocolate. Now she had one problem. Well, I don't consider it a problem, but you might. Her weight. 270 pounds of pure Jamaican woman. Now wait a minute, brothers. Don't start assuming. One cold Monday night, she invited me over for dinner. Jerk chicken, beans and rice. I mean, this girl was a winner. Afterwards, she asked me, was I ready for dessert? Now, this being the beginning of the week, I was horny as hell. This girl's about to get hurt. Before I could answer, she sat on my lap. I slid right in. But before I could answer, she straddled my lap. I shot right then. Damn. I can't believe this shit. I said to myself, feeling like Paul Revere. She fell to her knees. Dun, 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 dun. Have no fear. 10 minutes later, we's back at it again. I was tearing that pussy up. Who's the man? Who's the man? After 2.5 hours, I just have to call it a night. See, I had to see Vanilla tomorrow. And I know what you're thinking, that this chick is white, and you're right, we're tight. I met her in Vegas at a Tyson fight. And I never got a chance to fuck her, but she sucked her dick all night. Anyway, I picked up at the airport, coming in off a 2:30 flight. Dressed in a black mini, long blonde hair, I mean no cellulite. Now on my way home, she couldn't keep her hands off my pipe. And I told her to calm down, it'll be alright when we get to the campsite. Now she's trailing her tongue around this bottle of Sprite, just to spite. So I flipped it out, alright, alright, just don't bite. I put under the street light, and Snow White torn to me like a cockfight. Damn, did I just overwrite? Anyway, overnight, we stayed at a place called the Limelight. She paid. I mean, she was a playwright in white. Right, right. She quickly undressed. Body out of sight. I used to call her my white suburbanite. We played this game where she was the princess, not a black knight. She had sucked me till daylight with my hands in her pussy, so we worked up an appetite. Next night, I'm over Strawberry's house. I call her Strawberry because that's what she tastes like. Like brown skin tone Mexican dyke. Yeah, I think she was gay, but hey, she wanted to play anyway. Now, me and Strawberry, we didn't fuck too much. I just like to nibble on her clit. Whenever she was about to come, she started singing in Spanish. Ooh, shit. Now when she sat on my face, she gave pussy whipping a whole new definition. Pussy was sweet, and I aimed to please. This was my mission. She was a stripper, and when I seen her show, she had me screaming, Dame Chocha. And all night, all I could think about was how I wanted to poke her. You know what? Our first night together, she teased me till I began to beg. But I never got a chance to hit the pussy because my head stayed between her legs. Now on Wednesdays, we played this game called Faces. Faces is when she bent over to tap her shoelaces, I tasted. She was my bonito señorita, and I was her papi. And as long as she let me eat the coochie, everybody.
All right. And that was the Black Diamond Poet. If I get enough good feedback from the site, then I will keep it in rotation. Please post your comments, whether it be on Twitter or Facebook or here in the chat room. We're going to continue this song, jumping back into some music. This is Maze, I Can't Get Over You.
Thank you.
that good old R&B soul. You're tuned into the original Poetry After Dark. 29 minutes left in the show. Thanks for all the staff food that's in the chat room, Facebook. Appreciate the love. Next poll we're rolling with is Mahogany Clown and Single Mother's Song.
Hey, girl, hold your head high. Tuck your emotions beneath your skirt. Open your legs on demand or by request. Don't smell too pretty. Giggles are just invitations for trouble. Troubles that can cost you your life now. Don't dress too sexy. Sexy can be grounds for rape, sodomy, defecation, and defamation of character. Don't talk back, girl. Don't talk too loud, girl. Don't smack your lips at me, bitch. Now be quiet. Be sensible. Be still. Don't make too many movements. You might cause a distraction. Might get too much attention. Quit singing. Your song ain't gonna bring you redemption. Ain't no salvation for your soul and song, cause you ain't good for nothing but sex. Music video sex. Magazine spread with your legs spread sex. Strip clubs and go-go bars and sex now. Shake that ass. Shake that thing. Back it up. Drop it like it's hot, cause I need a project bitch, a hood rat bitch, a gangster bitch, a ride or die bitch. But be careful who you lay with, bitch, cause I ain't trying to marry you. I ain't trying to protect you. We ain't got no future together. We ain't even we. I just want to hit it. No commitments, no explanations, no questions asked. I ain't paying your bills. I ain't buying you shit, cause ain't no love here. And ain't no respect here. So you better not get pregnant, cause I ain't trying to be trapped. You knows I stay strapped, two rubbers at a time, so just have an abortion. Don't expect me to play daddy. Don't expect me to play house. Your platinum punani can't keep me. You ain't better than nobody. You ain't nobody. You ain't never gonna be nobody now. Raise them kids by yourself. Don't ask for no help. Quit leeching off the system. You gonna be on welfare forever? You gonna use Medicaid forever? You ain't got nothing but food stamps? Use a lazy bitch. Use a trifling trick. You stupid. You can't do shit right but look cute. Smile at the birdie. Suck in your stomach. Push up your breast. Stick out your ass. Act like you know you want it. Act like a slut. Act like a tramp. Cause sex sells, so sell your soul. How else you gonna pay them bills? I said sex sells, so sell your soul. Auction off your gold-plated panties to the highest bidder. Smile pretty, look sexy, think of your kids, how she gonna feed them? Cleaning houses? Cleaning hotels? Cleaning restaurants? Shit, that's pocket change. Put on your knee pads. Work out your throat muscles. That's all you good for anyway. Shit, I said that's all you know now. Raise them kids. Clothe them, feed them, protect them, teach them how to walk, talk, eat by they self, respect their elders, teach them to be responsible, inquisitive, strong, independent, make them believe in themselves, make them believe in dreams, make them believe in miracles, make them believe in justice, make them believe that hard work pays off, make them believe that life consists of joy and pain, make them believe that there is life after pain, make them believe that crying is not a sign of weakness, but a release, now make them believe that they're beautiful, brilliant, gorgeous, gifted, pretty, intelligent, never ugly, always important, inside and out. Now make them believe that you care, even when the world don't.
Unaware, I remember.
passion rises high. I have no choice.
The original Poetry After Dark, 19 minutes left, counting down, and we getting up out of here. Thank you all that tuned in tonight and those who Facebook and in the chat room. Appreciate the love. Next poet stepping up to the mic is Selah, and this is Left Behind.
When once the master has shut the door, you won't have to wonder anymore if there's a heaven or a hell. Nah, you'll be able to look around and tell that your behind has been left behind, because you failed to recognize the sign of the time. You know, wars and rumors of wars, just to name a few. You know, back in the 80s, my boy Prince had a song out warning you called Signs of the Time. Well, I guess maybe you were deaf and blind, because now that it appears that you were out of time, and you're standing at the door knocking, singing, Lord, Lord, remember me. Lord, Lord, remember me. Lord, Lord, remember me. And you're looking kind of confused when he says, flee from me, you workers of iniquity. But Lord, we ate with you and drank with you and prophesied in your name and casted out demons in your name. But then he told them once again, flee from me, because I never knew you. You know, for a moment, I thought that Jesus was tripping too, because I was like, well, they did eat with you, and they did drink with you, and they did do these things in your name. He said, yes, but it was all in vain, because I never gave them authorization to use my name. They were shacking up with me, pretending to be married, you know, coming to church from time to time, and lifting up their hands, and shouting hallelujah, and saying amen at the right time. But I was never married to them, and they thought that they could get in by shacking up with me. And now they want to know why I closed the door. Flip on over to Genesis chapter 4 and let me show you why I closed the door. Genesis chapter 4 and verse 1. Y'all with me? Because I don't want you to miss this one. You see, Adam knew Eve and Eve conceived, but Jesus said, flee from me because I never knew you. Adam knew Eve and Eve conceived, but Jesus said, flee from me because I never knew you. Adam knew Eve, and Eve conceived well, and Jesus said, flee from me, because I never knew you, because I was never married to you. Oh, you were so content with shacking up with me, therefore there wasn't a wedding, there couldn't be any intimacy, because I'm only intimate with those who are married. You see, Adam's seed was on the inside of Eve, and I don't deposit my seed inside those who don't believe, inside those who only want to shack up with me, always wanting the power, but never, ever, 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 ever wanting me. That's why I had to tell them to flee from me, because they were filled with iniquity. Oh, I gave them plenty of time to get up out of their sin, sitting at the altar every Sunday morning waiting for them, as I watched them walk out the door in the middle of the altar call, as if they had something better to do. But now they're standing there knocking like the five virgins who were fooled. You know, it's not my will that any should perish or be left behind, so please tell them that the clock is ticking, 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 and they are running out of time, time, time. Once the master has shut the door, you won't have to wonder anymore if there's a heaven or a hell. Nah, you'll be able to look around and tell that your behind has been left behind.
Heaven open up its gates, and peace of mind came shining through. You smiled at me when the world was unkind. I'm finally able to unwind. I found an angel. With no regrets, I can forget all about my blues. My life can take direction now, and my mind a clearer point of view. You know you lift me up when I'm torn down. You brought me out of this loss and found, I found an angel, yes, an angel. I found my angel, yes.
You're an angel in my eyes,
angel. I found my angel.
Original Poetry After Dark. We got about 10 minutes left when we're getting up out of here. Next poet, and probably the last poet that I'll play tonight, will be the Delisa's and Rendezvous.
You're a monster that day.
When I'm all alone, I can always depend on you to meet me in my private place for an intimate rendezvous. It never fails that your beats erupting my sheets as they send chills up my spine as your words run through my mind and explode. The greatest thing is that no one knows what and how we do it. It's always just been me and you intertwined in these sultry rendezvous. My only true lover I've ever had, and for a lifetime I've had it bad for you and our rendezvous. I've always been in love with my music.
You're a monster out there.
For me, looking good by my side, to see you now pulling up your pantyhose, and you always got that sexy underwear on. Someone's good has come my way since you came in my life. I never push you away or brush you off to the side. See, girl, I see my luck has changed for the better. You looking out for me, probably be in these streets. Without you in my life, my whole future ain't the same. And I am not one to blame, baby. I know I've been around, I'm tired of messing around. And I knew you were a keeper, so baby girl, I'm keeping you. Can't think about letting you go, no, no. It seems like every situation I be facing, you know what to do to save me. So I know you bring me love, so I'm standing strong like a soldier. I know how to hold you, I'm saying this to let you know.
Thank you.
that concludes another great show from the original Poetry After Dark. I'm your host, before it's just getting up off the mic. Next show will be Tuesday from 11 p.m. to 12:30. Have a great night, everyone. One love.
Second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call.
Gave me your love.